So nice to have you listening to us today. We have Mr. Andy Ross in the studio with us. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
You came a long way to see us.
We sure did. We've had a good time on the road, though, so it's always fun, and we're happy to be out and about.
Tell us where you hail from.
Out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Originally out of Kansas City, well, actually a small town called Chanute, Kansas. Spent many years in Kansas City and moved to Nashville about 12 years ago.
Okay. So you're living the dream right now.
I am living the dream.
So you're kind of I read your bio, you're kind of a jack of all trades. You must never get bored.
Well, we just, it sounds like I've done a lot of different things, but really one thing has just morphed into the other. I had a TV show called Maximum Archery World Tour. It was on outdoor TV for 10 years. We did a little music on the show. Music started going viral. Next thing we knew, we had a music career going. Had a song out called American Rebel, became a patriotic anthem. We built a brand around it. So now we have a company that's now publicly traded on NASDAQ. So it all just kind of steamrolled, just kept working, and it all keeps working out.
Who knew? It all started with a song, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's awesome. And your music's been used for some of the racing, too?
Yeah, we had wrote a song called Playing in the Mud for the NGCC and off Fox Sports, and got to play a couple live events of theirs, which was a lot of fun. Good fans, good crowds always at those events, so... just one thing leads to another, and we end up in places we never thought we'd be.
Sure. Well, you're driving your own bus. You're not driving it. You're riding in your own bus. Most people that come through here are driving a minivan, so you must be doing all right.
Well, we do like to travel by bus. It gives us a chance to sleep, if we're traveling through the night, and relax a little bit, cut up, write some songs. Watch our Tennessee Titans get beat terribly last night.
So that was bad.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, what happened? The Bills must be for real this year.
Yeah, they've been for real for a while.
Uh-huh.
They came to play last night.
Sounds like it. What can you tell us about the song we're about to play?
All American Heart. I actually wrote that with my good friend over here, Doug Cahan, and Porter Howe from Little Texas. You know the Little Texas fame. I wanted to write it for all the hard-working, blooded, red-blooded patriots out there that make this country go around, and hopefully put something together and pull on the heartstrings of America, and I think we nailed it.
That's what we need right now, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. Here
you
go.
Let's hear it.
Andy Ross.
Drummer on a drum kit, ain't a red, white, and blue. Doing their thing, playing their part, living the dream with an all-American heart. Big rig burning up the asphalt, blue collar on the line, small town teachers, Bible belt. Under them stars and stripes, doing
That's a single from Andy Ross and the band All American Heart.
Yeah, man.
That kind of sums it up in about 3.5 minutes right there.
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, put something together, like I said, that tugs on the heartstrings of America, and I think we nailed it. It's been a lot of fun to play and been accepted really well across the country.
It's kind of a little bit of a country rock thing. Is that like what all your music is?
I grew up more on the rock side. I have an older brother and older sister, and my mom and dad played a lot of music in the house. So when I grew up, it was, you know, my friends were listening to the Partridge Family, and I was listening to Bob Seger and the Eagles and Little Rock Creighton's Clearwater Revival.
Sure.
So I got exposed to rock kind of early. That's what happens when you have, you know, a sister that's 5 years older, a brother 6 years older. You get to hear their music. And so when I got to Nashville, I kind of wanted to play stuff on the rockier side, but a lot of the guys I was writing with were country. Our producer was country, and that's what came out of it, something right in the middle.
Yeah, I think that's what I loved about radio in those days is you had a little bit of a melting pot. I mean, you heard everything, whether you thought you liked it or not. All of a sudden, you know, you're kind of influenced unbeknownst to you then.
Yeah, for sure.
Good stuff. So did I hear you have, you know, The Count from the History Channel?
I do.
Do you?
I had a song out called Cold Dead Hand. It became kind of a Second Amendment anthem, and they heard it and got a hold of us and wanted to build us the Second Amendment muscle car on counting cars. So we went out there and had a great time with him, a great build. We dragged that car all over the place to trade shows. It's kind of become the Batmobile of the Second Amendment. But Count's a really great guy, and it was a lot of fun, and I get to see him from time to time. He's also a musician, so he tours as well.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and he's got his own band, and he's got a club in Vegas called Vamped that we were able to play, and he's always a lot of fun.
I love that show. So you were on an episode of Counting Cars?
Yep, in episode 3 called Rocked and Loaded. What's the name of the episode? And it's on, they rerun it all the time, and the car's on their greatest builds, show. It's on their greatest paint job shows. It airs all the time. I mean, I always know when it airs because my phone blows up, my social media blows up, so.
So do you get some money from when that airs, like if your song airs on there or not?
I don't.
You haven't seen it yet. Still waiting for that check.
I will say that when the show aired, iTunes was real popular back then. I mean, people actually downloaded songs and paid money for them. And when the show aired, the expense of being on the show and having the car built and stuff, we recouped that in about 3 days from the downloads. So I can't say that I didn't get money from it.
Okay.
Just not the way you were thinking.
So if it plays overseas, you don't get a check for it or something?
Right? I get a yen or something.
Oh, yen, right.
Yeah. Or a sandwich.
Maybe that's it. Hey, you got one you can play for us live since you got the fellas all set up with guitars, man, and everything?
Well, we're in Wisconsin, so let's have a little fun around here.
All right.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Bunch of friends at the end of a 40-hour week. Meet at the Sweetwater, blowing off steam. Shots lined up on the bar like a long freight train. Lost a bet, so he's the one buying. 4 or 5 rounds and the bull starts flying. Here come the honeys, it's about to get insane. By the time midnight comes, when we get our redneck on, when the moon shines gone, kick it out, reach down, grab another gear. The boys get loud and the crazy comes out. Take a shot, take a swing, little fight don't mean a thing. Nothing get upset about what we do for fun around here. The people up in New York go to see a show. Vegas, they take a week's pay and let it roll. Out on the coast, they fry in the sun all day. We drag it with the keg in the back, fire up the generator, crank out the band. Girls start dancing, wouldn't have it any other way. Hey, hey. And by the time midnight comes,
when we get our redneck on, when the moonshine's gone. Kick it out, reach down, grab another gear, and the boys get loud. Then the crazy comes out. Take a shot, take a swing, little fight don't mean a thing. Nothing get upset about what we do for fun around here. Hey, whoa, hey, whoa, hey, what we do for fun around here. Hey, whoa, hey, whoa, hey, what we do for fun around here. If you can't hang with the big dog, get your ass back on the porch, 'cause the boys get loud and the crazy comes out. Take a shot, take a swing, little fight don't mean a thing. When midnight comes, when we get a redneck on, when the moon shines gone, kick it out, reach down, grab another gear, and the boys get loud, and the crazy comes out. Take a shot, take a swing, little fight don't mean a thing. Nothing get upset about what we do for fun around here.
Sandy Ross and the band. You guys look like you're having a little fun there.
We're always having fun when we're playing.
Too cool for school. That was really nice there. So we'll come back with more from Andy Ross and the band in just a moment, live in the studio here on WRCO-FM 100.9 Country and Community. It is 20 minutes after 11. Good to have Andy Ross and the group in the studio. We played the new single a little bit ago, and we're just having some fun hanging out.
Yeah, it's a good day to be here.
Yeah. You know, is this what you kind of dreamed about when you were going to high school, that maybe someday you're going to be making music on the road?
Well, you know, in high school I did play a little, and then I kind of set that aside. And then, you know, again, 15 years later or so, I have this TV show, start doing a little music on the show. The show was originally called Maximum Archery, and we just wanted to, you know, spice it up a little bit. All these X Games and cool video games were coming out, so we thought, man, we need to make this a little more interesting. We changed the name to Maximum Archery World Tour, and we put all the dates where I was hunting and the places I was hunting and the species down the back of a T-shirt, like an old Van Halen or Journey concert shirt.
Like a tour shirt.
We kind of made the show about filming a show, a TV show on tour, and I just thought, you know what, why not put a little music in here? Had no idea it would lead me to you today.
Yeah, no kidding. So you got a little time before your next stop. Do you take some time off while you're touring and do a little fishing and hunting or whatever?
You know, we all have different things we do when we're off, but I know, for instance, Doug's over here, he's touring, and then when he's off, he's producing and writing and working with students and other professionals and doing all kinds of stuff, always doing something in music. Jamie's off on his own tours and residing between Nashville and Florida and Vermont and out playing all over the country, so everybody's kind of got their own things, but I really don't. I'm either playing, writing, working, you know, on our company and our brand, American Rebel. It feels like I never take a day off, and at the same time, it feels like I'm never working. So I guess I'm blessed that way.
Yeah, you never work a day in your life, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that. But it sounds like all of you guys have different backgrounds, so when you come together, it's kind of a melting pot, so to speak.
And we all, you know, we all have other music projects. Jamie's got his own project he's had and plays in front of great crowds. Doug's headed off to do some Kelly Pickler dates. In fact, we're taking him to the airport tomorrow. Just picked Jamie up yesterday at the airport in Milwaukee. So, you know, sometimes I've got one of them, two of them, or a different cast of characters. But we're all definitely keeping very busy. Nashville is is the town to be in if you want to keep busy playing music.
Indeed. Good stuff. Yeah. I think probably as a writer, it kind of feeds that, doesn't it? Because it seems like there's always something being created.
Yeah, there's always something to do and someone wanting to write. I usually kind of come up with songs that fit my style and my brand, and thankfully, you know, get to write with people like Doug and Porter Howe from Little Texas and Mark Sutton from Brother Trouble. I've written a handful of songs with Lee Bryce, you know, so there's always the writing aspect of it. Someone's always working on a new record or a new song. There's always new artists that come to town that are looking to write with people. So there's always something to do, you know, to stay creative in the music.
So it's got to be a thrill if somebody records one of your songs, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too premature to tell right now, but I do have a song on hold from a pretty big touring artist. That doesn't mean for sure it's going to happen. It just means it's in the queue to possibly come together. So I'm hopeful.
And how does that work? If they have a hold on it, then no other artist can take it then?
Well, you're technically not supposed to shop it anywhere else. If they've put a hold on it, then it's in their final you know, bag of songs that they're looking to cut, and I have reason to believe it's you know, on the it's going to make the list, but you don't know. It's the music business, and you just don't know till you hear it on the radio.
You mentioned Lee Bryce. He's had a good last few years, hasn't he?
Yeah, Lee's been a great friend. I've known him a long time. You know, one of the things the TV show did, because so many country music artists are hunters, a lot of people knew me not from music, but knew me from the TV show. So when it was, hey, do you want to write with Andy Ross? You know, the Andy Ross from Maximum Archer? Yeah, I'd like to meet him. You know, so I got, you know, my foot in the door with a lot of the artists early on.
Cool. You got another song you can play before you guys hit the road? Yeah?
Yeah.
Crazy Train? Was it?
Let's, how about Rebel?
All right. He's got to get the pick out of his pocket there. Again, so good to have live music in the radio. That was this is a throwback, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. We, you know, we come to different setups. You've got a nice setup here, nice professional setup, easy to set down with all the mics. But on this radio tour, we've definitely came into some studios where I felt like maybe we were going to share a mic. We got a little too close for comfort, but it was fun. It was fun.
So, Oh Brother, We're Out, though, where you're singing the Man of Constant Sorrow.
All right.
You ready? All right.
I'm calling all you hippies and outlaws, calling all you suits and ties, calling all you prima donnas, got a little wild child trapped inside. Calling all you cops and robbers, cowboys, Indians, and sidekicks too. Hey y'all, do me a favor, man. Cut loose. Everybody's got a little rebel in them. Come on, everybody, holler, it's all right. Everybody's got a little devil in them. Help me raise a little rebel hell tonight. Men and women, gather round you boys and girls, calling folks from all religions all around this great big world. Give me your high and mighty, give me your meek and mild. Lovers, fighters, truckers and bikers, saddle up, let's ride. Everybody's got a little rebel in them. Come on everybody, holler, it's all right. Everybody's got a little devil in them. Help me raise a little rebel hell tonight. Done with the bull, then scream. Yeah!
Everybody's got a little rebel in them. Come on, everybody, holler, it's all right. Everybody's got a little devil in them. Help me raise a little rebel hell tonight. Everybody's got a little rebel in them. Come on, everybody, it's all right. Everybody's got a little devil in them. Help me raise a little rebel hell tonight. Everybody's got a little rebel in them. Come on, everybody, it's all right.
Nice job, guys.
Thank you.
Well, that's the liveliest we've been in the studio on a Tuesday for a while.
Getting it on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you are, man. How can people get a hold of your music, Andy, if they'd like to?
It's on all digital platforms, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, of course. AndyRoss.com is a good place to go. All social media is Andy Ross Rebel, at Andy Ross Rebel. And everything about American Rebel, our brand, is at AmericanRebel.com.
Going to be on TV anytime soon?
Do have a little something in the works, but it's probably 6 months out yet. But there might be a new show, a little different than what I've done before, but there's a new show in the works.
Okay. Otherwise, we catch you on reruns, right?
Yeah, catch you on reruns, YouTube, you know, all over. We're all over, posting all over the place, all over social media. So we'd love to see you.
It's been an honor to have you guys in the studio today.
Thank you kindly. It's been fun to be here.
Well played. Safe travels to you all, too.
Thanks,
thank you.
And down the road. Andy Ross and company here on WRCO Radio.